Welcome to the podcast for 98% Pure Potato. This is John Griffith speaking. And what I've been doing in this more recent series of podcasts is to reflect on up-to-date themes to do with communications. And once we've looked at that, to then go back to do a comparison with the beginnings of account planning. We've celebrated the anniversary just a few weeks ago, end of October, beginning of November, going back to 1968. So this week, what I want to talk about is the issue about long-term brand effects being delivered by advertising. This seems to have come to the fore, not least because in IP effectiveness, for which I was a shortlisting judge this year, demonstrated once again the power of television in delivering sustainable changes to brand perceptions. And TV continues to be a dominant medium for doing that. It kind of raises the question, why digital advertising isn't delivering? That you could say that's possibly because digital advertising is too new. I don't think that argument stands up because digital advertising has now been around for a good 15 years. So if we were going to discover its long-term benefits, we should have discovered it by now. And I suppose the question comes, what is stopping digital from delivering that longer term benefit? It can't simply be because of the size of screen, because where you're watching things on PCs or on pads, the size of image is not that different from that of TVs from a few years ago. So it's not about that. I know that most digital communications is now being delivered through mobile phones, but we've had years where people have been watching it on much bigger screens. There may be an issue that the sheer volume of digital communications is creating a kind of white noise, which means that no single impression lasts very long, and that may be a problem. And maybe that's something that would have to be somehow addressed by those people who control the medium to, in effect, restrict the amount that people can see somehow, and because the noise itself is making it much more difficult for communications to function in a digital space. But we have lots of different forms of digital media, and surely some of them must be able to work. Now, possibly one of the issues has been that online video, which has been trumpeted but been found to be a lot less effective than we thought it was, may be less effective because we're using it as a proxy for television. And therefore, it may not work as well. It simply doesn't transfer across. And we need to find ways of using online video in ways which are different from TV advertising and do something rather better. It may be that there's whole new digital forms that we're simply not using or deploying as something that would create longer term effects because of using digital media as an analog of the kinds of communications we already know about. So that in that sense, digital communications has been working less effectively than it's capable of because we're simply not using it properly. But I think it's really worth asking the question, how would we go about using digital communications to create long-term value? Because possibly it's for want of asking that question that we're not getting it. And the reason I want to mention this is that one of the things we discovered when we were doing the interviews for 98% Pure Potato was how new, relatively, television was as a medium when account planning started. So TV advertising was going in the 50s in the USA and really kicked off in 1955, 56 in the UK, but it was still in black and white. It was actually roughly around the time that planning started at Boaz Massimi Pollitt and J. Wells Thompson that suddenly television advertising switched into colour. So all the potential was there. 3 or 4 years before that, in the early 60s, colour supplements had come out and were being used very effectively for high production values. Cinema was going into something of a golden age because that was in colour. So there was all sorts of things that were being done with channels which were relatively new. And what the new planning departments were able to do was to look at how these media could be used in the strongest possible way. How could we create the greatest value from them? And one of the main learnings was the long-term effect. And I can't help feeling, by contrast, that we have got so locked into the behavioural and to activation that the questions we're asking of digital media are giving us short-term activation type answers. It's not that digital can't deliver longer term, but we're simply not trying to get digital channels to do that. But I'd be very interested to hear what you think by way of pushback on that. I think it's important that we recognize within advertising that we are always going to have to work with new media channels. We're not simply finding new channels for talking to the existing people, but finding what works well and how we can make it work better. So when we use channels as analogs of existing channels, probably we're not using them very well. And when we start to really understand what they do well and improve them, we can go somewhere new. And certainly the reason why television after 50 years is still so dominant is because we discovered its brand building capability, its ability to create emotion, to build stories which were not simply about pushing product benefits. And if there was a golden age of television, which came in the late 60s and through the 70s, which is evidence-based, that came because television as a medium was optimized. And possibly we still need to see that digital is optimized in the same way, that actually if we only look at it in terms of its potential for activation, then we are seriously underestimating its capabilities. And certainly one of the truisms which came through from these earlier times was that if you are simply looking at the ROI on advertising in the next 2 or 3 months, within a few months of the advertising running, then you are underestimating its potential by up to 50%. So I think we've got to start looking more seriously at the longer term and to re-educate marketers about the importance of longer term, because that's where the value is created and sustained. I think that's probably enough for this week, but thank you for your attention, and I'll be back with another topic next week.